was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
High in the 70s. Everybody. You think people smoked a lot like today? They were letting that go, and those were hit songs.
Yeah.
A black dude dressed up like Hong Kong Phooey, throwing his fist through rice paper, singing about Chinese martial arts. Everybody's like, fine by that. It was a much better time. Much better time. So we were talking about like, Paul Revere and the Raiders did the Cherokee People song, right? And then you had Cher singing about Indian stuff. And well, you were allowed to do all sorts of things back then. Couldn't get away with that today. It's time now for the entertainment drill before we get the hell out of here. And it's brought to you by our friends over at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. And here's the thing. They got the weapons seminar coming up here in June. You got to get that. You got to get on that deal. You got a couple other seminars that are available to general people, but let's just get right to it. I got an email from a guy who said, you're always saying that private trainers are like $100 an hour. I got a guy I go to three times a week, and he's only $600 for the whole month. He gets, that's pretty good. You got a good deal there. Still not as good as $199 for the whole month, and you can go every day if you want to React Defense. That's how that works up there. So, yeah, you got a pretty decent deal. I bet you're bored, too, because you're not going to get all this brand new stuff. I'm going to be there today, hopefully. Suns announcer Kevin Ray will join me today because he's loving that stuff too. It's different. I've had personal trainers too, and I'm not bashing personal training. They're good, but this is personal training doing things you can't get in a gym. That's as simple as it gets. Plus they have the cardio stuff. You're going to get in good shape. You're going to learn new things, and the seminars are amazing. $199. How about that? And you can get on that thing. And, that includes the 1 month of training and the weapons seminar. They'll throw that in there. Get on board right now. That is a great deal for all they offer. And you can find out all they offer at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
We heard about the Naked Gun reboot that Liam Neeson is taking over the role for Lieutenant Frank Drebin.
He's his son, right?
We got another cast member to announce.
Oh, no. Hey, the Twitter world. Brady,
Norberg.
Did I get the role back as Norberg Sr. Jr.?
I'm sorry.
What? My recent passing makes it so I'm not going to be able to do. Could I play Norberg from hell? I mean, maybe I could find that.
There is a shot.
The Queen's down here with me, and that's who we tried to save from the first one. So I'm just saying. Anyway, Nicole says, blah, hi. Just play around. All right, I got to go. So long, everybody. I miss you all.
OJ's gone. Jesus. All right.
That roll of doors pretty loud.
Pamela Anderson has joined the
needs
cast.
Needs to be electric. What do you need, Tasha?
OJ needs a door.
That's who we got it from.
So Pamela Anderson will play Jane Spencer.
So wait a minute.
Played by Priscilla Presley.
It's because I had read that Liam Neeson was playing son of Drebin.
Drebin.
Right. Frank Drebin.
Yeah.
And so if she's playing Lisa Marie's part, then that would be his sister.
Yeah, well, it's not clear that she'll be the same name as Jane Spencer.
So she'll be taking the lead female role.
Okay.
Because if it's Drebin's kid, that would make, and then she's Priscilla's kid, that means they're related.
Yeah, I think she's just going to be the love interest. Maybe a different name, but
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Jenna Jameson and her wife, Jessie Lawless, are divorcing.
Yep, I saw that.
Drinking. She said she got into the relationship and said from the start that if the drinking starts, it's over.
Yeah, Jenna lied about it, too. went on a
married
trip.
Married for 8 months.
Said she wasn't drinking, and then the new wife, Jessie, whipped out some photos.
It's like her fourth divorce.
Yeah, she's not that stable. Imagine that.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Journey's Greatest Hits just spent its 800th week on the Billboard 200.
Yikes. That's pretty good.
Then Loudwire.com put together a list of the greatest songs of the 90s. Rock songs of the 90s.
All right.
That's tough.
Pearl Jam all over that. Stone Temple Pilots all over that.
You'll be disappointed at number one.
Barbie Girl.
I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Aerosmith.
Oh, God. That was the death of Aerosmith to me.
Yeah. Number two was Wood. Alice
Great
in Chains.
Song.
Number three, No Rain. Blind Melon. Yeah. Yeah. Number four, What's My Age Again?
Ugh. I mean, we got to get something off
Number
Pearl
five,
Jam's
Low. Cracker. But you're right. And just below that, number six was Zombie.
Black Hole Sun's not on there.
None of the Nirvana stuff.
None of the Nirvana.
You got Nirvana.
I mean, Pearl Jam's 10 is the best album of that first
Alive
5 years.
Was number 15. Closer, number 14. Let's see, another Pearl Jam.
Oh, that's a good one.
There
Closer's
go.
In there.
Interstate Love Song was 18. Hunger Strike, Temple of the Dog, was 19.
Interstate Love Song is better than Zombie.
Number 20 was 46 and 2, Tool.
Yeah, you just get some of that up there.
Hmm. Friday, I'm in Love was number 8, The Cure.
People eat that up. I don't understand it. It's the Guy Fieri of 90s music.
Flagpole Sitta.
Harvey Danger's on this list?
11.
All right.
Freak on a Leash, Korn, 12.
Yes, no, your list is over. Harvey Danger.
Chili Peppers got to be on there somewhere.
They
under the bridge?
Under the bridge, yeah.
Not in the top 20.
Wow.
That's a farce of a list to throw.
Harvey Danger is.
Blind Melon shouldn't be that high.
Neither should
Lump,
Cracker.
Lump no, was 16.
Not. Lump is ahead of the...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
A girl did this.
Throw that away. Throw that away.
Are You Gonna Go My Way, Lenny Kravitz? 13.
Great song, yeah. But not better than... No. Sorry, lady. Your list is dumb.
Did I say number 7? Higher, Creed.
And it's just all rock songs. Well, that was late 90s, yeah. Too. And I'll give you the late 90s. Started to have a couple, but... Like, Sugar's not in there. System of a Down.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Lady list. You can tell.
Biased.
Yep.
Fake news.
Like I said, I just tuned back in. I text Brady, but he didn't answer. Why are you playing this Korean music?
Was that Psy from Gangnam Style?
That's it for us. We're done. Larry's not here today, but we're wishing Larry well. He's got some family stuff to take care of today. Nothing major, but he just can't be in. So Sean Knight's here. Look at that. Mr. Knight. He will be here for you, taking care of business. Be nice to Sean. He'll be nice back to you. Maybe give you some U-Fest tickets. He's got some other stuff in his pocket that he may just hand over. So be kind, and we'll be with you again tomorrow. That's it for us. You guys have a good one. So long!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.